Western producer, Canada's spring wheat yields will be slightly above average while canola yields will be slightly below normal, according to an early August crop tour conducted by Argus Media. The company is forecasting a spring wheat yield of 53.3 bushels per acre, eclipsing the Olympic five-year average of 52.4 BU per acre. The canola forecast is 41 BU per acre, which is slightly below the five-year average of 41.6 BU. That average does not include the drought-ravaged 2021 season. Two cars were used for the tour. One covered a winding route between Winnipeg and Saskatoon, while the other traveled in a large circle between Saskatoon and Calgary. Each car covered more than 2,000 kilometers of prairie farmland in 5 days, representing an estimated 80% of the total prairie growing region. Yield estimates were based on a mix of conversations with farmers and random plot counts. Maxence DeVillers, a grain analyst with Argus Media, said spring wheat yields were above average through most of Alberta but below average in a large portion of western Saskatchewan. Argus is forecasting 26 million tons of spring wheat production and 28.4 million tons of spring and winter wheat production. That would be the third largest non-durum wheat crop in history behind 2013 and 2020. Argus partnered with Left Field Commodity Research on the tour. Left Field Vice President Jonathan Dreger said the canola crop got off to a challenging start in the western prairies due to dry conditions. It got to the point where it looked quite dire until there were some timely rains, he said. It was the opposite scenario in the eastern prairies where it was way too wet. It also was perhaps close to being an utter disaster until there was a window of some favorable weather to get the crop in, Dreger said in a webinar organized by Argus. The crop is now generally in good condition, although there are some areas where it is quite late. Many canola fields were still blooming during the early August tour. He is particularly concerned about frost damage in an area west of Saskatoon stretching to the Alberta border and a circle around Edmonton and Calgary. Dreger is forecasting 19.6 million tons of canola production, which would be tied for the fourth largest crop on record behind 2017, 2018 and 2019. He noted that Canada's canola production has been essentially stagnant for the last 7 years, with the exception of last year's drought disaster. That should be worrisome for importers because domestic crush is forecast to rise to 16 million tons by 2025-26, up from an estimated 10 million tons in 2022-23. Contact Sean.Pratt at producer.com.